The Rashi says, Hakor Moizim B'yayim L'Yishter, somebody says to his wife at night time, here's your get, Kishetetzecham Menatika, the get should be good when the sun comes up. So if he says a lashon of Likishetetze, when the sun comes up in the morning, for sure what he meant to say is, L'chinavka Kamar, when the sun rises in the morning, that's when the get should be good. But not before, the get is no good before. Rashi, therefore, the Mamma says, V'chimayis B'layla, have you get liyachamisa? If the husband dies that night, then the get would not be good. Because the husband said clearly, the get should first be in the morning when it gets light. That's the lashon of likishetetze. That everybody agrees. What about the husband says lashon of almenas shetetze chamamenatika? He says almenas. He doesn't say lashon likish when it comes up. He says, I'm giving you a get now at night time, that the get like should be chal almenas, that the sun comes up in the morning. Then we say, Me'achshav Kamala. Then for sure the husband meant the get should be chal right now, just with the condition that the sun comes up the next morning. Why? The Amarav, who? Amarav, Koloimir, Almanas, is Kamal Me'achshav Dami. Whoever says the words of Almanas, that's like you said, Me'achshav Dami. So for sure then the get takes place right now at night time, just the condition the sun has come up the next morning. So even though the husband died at night, still the get would be good. Lo nechlekov, where is the amachlekes? Ela be'im teitze. When the husband is used the lashon of im teitze, if the sun will come up. That ma sablo kareb yoyse diyama zmanay shoshtar mechiyacholov. When you say lashon of im, then it depends. If you have the date inside the shtar, that's what yoyse svarot to say, really as if you said mehayoyim from today. Ve'evelo kemayoyim imeisi. As if you said the words mehayoyim imeisi, which is k'meyachshav imeisi, it's as if you said the words meyachshav. So then, of course, even though the husband dies in between the 12 months, still the ma'aseh of the get is kosher. Because if he says lashon of bi'im, and you have today's date, that's Rabbi Yossi swore to say the get is good. And ma'a lo sadek Rabbi Yossi, and our Mishnahs know we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Ve'avalei ki'im ne'isi greida. Even though it's a lashon of im, it's like, it's a regular ki'im ne'isi, if he dies, which means to say, Rashi Ramin Liel, to li'acha misa hu, l'kesh amos. He meant to say that afterwards. So l'achinami ma'ashma l'kesh lo'yavu li'acha shnei mos chodesh. That if he does not return back after the 12 months, that's when the get should first be chal. So that's the machlokes, the Mishnah, and the Rav Seinu Shetiru. But then the Mishnah says, what's going to be kisvu tunu get li'ishti, sim lo'yavosim mikan l'kesh chodesh, kisvu. The Mishnah says what? If the Sefer writes the get first, so it's a machloikis. The Tanakama says it's no good, and the Grace says it is kosher. Oh, Malay, Rabbi Yemel, Rabbi Ashi, Leim, Ksav, Rabbi Yes, let's say Rabbi Yes, he holds, Ksav, get, al, tenai, kosher. That any time you write the get, even though there was a condition involved, the condition is only in the Nesinas, I get. But the Ksivas, I get, the husband is not makpid. Whenever the Sefer writes the get, it's good at all times. Maybe that's strong, Rabbi Yossi. See, even though here this husband said the get should first be after Yud Beis Chodesh, still if the Sefer wrote the get right away, it's kosher. Maybe all over it's that way. So Gemara says, Loi, no, that's not the strong, Rabbi Yossi. L'yolam, really, I'll tell you, I'm a loch posel. Rabbi Yossi also agrees that if the husband says to write the get after the Yud Beis Chodesh, so the get is posel if it's written before. There's akpod of the Baal that should be done after. So why over here does Rabbi Yossi say if the Sefer wrote it early, it's kosher? For Shani Yochi, here it's different. Because the husband should have said, if I do not come back within 12 months, then you should write the get. That's what he should have said. Then for sure he would say, Makba, that the ksiva should be done later. But, kisvu tenu. But since he said, v'yama, but he said first, kisvu tenu. And then he said the condition, imloibasi, hochi kama. This is what the husband meant to say. Kisvu meyachshav. If you want, you can write the get from right now. Or to know what am I makbid upon giving it, im lagosi, I'm makbid that the get should not be given over unless I don't return within 12 months. That's Rabbi Yossi Svaro. Only because here he said the word kisvu first, but if he wanted to say the word kisvu first, Rabbi Yossi would also agree, it'd be possible. But for Rabbanin, lo'eshon hachid, there's no difference. Whichever way you say, to Rabbanin hold his hakpada. Since the husband made a condition to get you first be after Yud Beis Chodesh, that the get has to be written also after Yud Beis Chodesh. Tanya Rabbanan, look like this. What's going to be if the husband tells his wife, Liyach HaShvua? like I want to get to be if I do not return after Shemitah. Shuah means the years of Shemitah. So what does it mean to say how much after Shemitah is it called the Tanai? So when I say Shana, he means 1 year. A person says after Shemitah means the whole 8th year. If the whole 8th year passes by and still does not come back, that's the key of the Tanai. What about the husband says Liyacha Shana? If I do not return after the year, then the get should be good. What's called after the year? Chodesh. You have to wait 1 month. 1 more month after the year, that's called like a year, and that's called he did not come back. What about if the husband says Liyacha Chodesh, if I do not return after a month? What's called after a month? Shabbos, 1 week. 1 week is called after the month. What about Liyacha Shabbos Mai? The husband says the get should be if I do not return after the Shabbos. How many days after the Shabbos is still called after the Shabbos? So Yosef Rab Zera came with Rab Asi. The Yarmulon, some say no, was Rab Asi came with Rab Yechanan. Rab Asi sat down in front of Rab Yechanan. Or come and they said like this, you should know, Chad b'Shabo, Utrei Utloso, Bosa Shabbata. The first day, like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is still called after Shabbos. Arbo v'chamish yomali Shabbata, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's considered Kaimei Shabbata. Before the next Shabbos. So therefore, the husband said, if I do not return after Shabbos, how many days does he mean after Shabbos? The first 3 days. If he doesn't return by Tuesday, then the get is good. Tani will learn, Rabbi Yoina Liachar HaRegel, if the husband says, here's a get, if I do not return after Yom Tov, Shloshim Yoim, he meant to say, what's called after Yom Tov? 30 days. Sumar says, Nofik Rabbi Chir went out, and Dorsher Mishmei the Rebbe, he said over this halacha in the name of Rebbe, that what the Lacha Rego means 30 days, for Kosu, so Rashi says they praised the means, Yofar Mata Devadi Yechido Yomra, because only Yochad has said this, we don't paskin like this. But then later, Abchir went out and Mishmei the Rabbin, and he dashed this in the name of a Rabbin, as if to say, we talk a paskin like this, for Loi Kosu, and they did not praise him. Alma, what do we see? Less hilchos akavosei. Then this psak we do not paskin like them. That we do not paskin achar rego means lamid yoyim. So therefore, when you said a beloshin yochid, good. But if you say a beloshin rabna, people think that's the psak that they didn't like. Hadrin alecho nishochs. Mishnah says hazorik get liishtoi if the husband throws the get to his wife fihi betoich beisa. She's inside her house. Her house that she has from Nichse Velud, that she owned this house from before she was married, so she still owns it now also. Or else, like B'tei Chatzera, she has the Chotz, her own yard, that she owns. He has Harez Zimagreshes. Even though the Torah says, V'nosan B'yodo, which would mean the get has to reach her hand, we'll see in the Gemara, with Dashin Lav Davchi in her hand, but if it then it could be in her property. As long as the get comes into her property, she's also Magreshes. What about Zorak Lo B'tei Chbeisai? If the husband threw her the get when she was in his house, or she was in his yard, even if the husband is there with her in the same bed, and the get comes into that bed, still ain't a megareshes. She's not megareshes. Because she does not own the bed, it's not her reshus. She's in her husband's house, so therefore the get did not come to her, therefore she's ain't a megareshes. What about though, l'tei cheka? You throw the get into her lap, even though she right now is in her husband's house, and it's not called her property. But if the get comes into her hand, pshita, she's megareshes. And even into her lap, it's also good. On the terek kalso, something she wears, like on her head, Rashi says, that's a basket that the nashim carry, wear, that they have the needles inside it. So since it's like something she's wearing that's all succeeded like in her, therefore the locker is a razor megareshes. Therefore, tzid is a good get. Tomorrow says, Minohanimili. How do we know these Yisoidis? How do we know that a get is good in our own chotzu, in our own rishus? The Tanur Rabbanim learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'nosan biyoda. So, ein liyele yoda. Pasha, the Torah means, you have to give a get into your wife's hand. V'nosan biyoda has to go into her hand. Of a gagoy chatzera v'kafi from inayin. How do we know it's even good on top of a roof of a house? Or in a yard. Kafif, also another type of the yard, the porch. How do we know that the get comes into her property, that the get is good? I mean, how do we know this? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, V'nosan. Like Rashi says, Omidashin mikol makim anyway. So Rashi says, mid loik sivu biyada yitinenu. The Torah could have said, in a hand you should put it. So that would be mashma, it has to go into a hand. Why does the Torah say, v'nosan biyada? So v'nosan is mashma mikol makam, any type of an asino. Even though it's not in her hand, it's only in a chotzer, in her rishus, that's also considered an asino. The Gemara says, and Tanya nam yochi gabi ganef. We say the same type of a chidish by a ganef if somebody steals something. Even if he doesn't make a king, he doesn't pick up the gneva. It's just in his yard or in his house and he's happy about it. He's over the Issa Geneva. It's the same thing. We only know the Nimsa the Yodai if we find the Geneva in the person's hand that he's a Ganef. He has Kinyoni Geneva. What about if he only finds the object Gagoi Chatzer Kafifoi in his roof, in his yard, or in his porch? Minayin, how do we know? Talmud Loime, he Motse Temotse Mikol Makim. Any type of a finding, that's good. That the locha you called your kaina, that a chotzer is kaina the geneva for you, and you call the ganef. The Gemara says, "Tzrichi, I need this chiddush both places by geneva and by get." The yashmin and gabe get. If I don't hear over here by get, that's what her chotzer could be kaina the get for her. Mishum the bar korcho megarsha, because if the husband wants to, he gets midiraisa, he could put it into his wife's hands even bar korcho, even without her das, without her willing, even if she doesn't want it. Still, the husband could force her to take the get. So therefore, maybe there's a chiddush that not only do you need her hand, but even into a chotzer, into a gag, is also called the kinyan for gershon. Avol ganev, ashenkin, by ganev, when you steal something, to lesser bar korcho. Nobody could force you to steal, even if somebody throws something to you. But if you don't want to be kinyan, if you're not kinyan, you don't become a ganev. If so, emoloi, maybe there you only chai if your mamish pick it up and have it in your hand. And maybe if you don't pick it up, your something falls into your chotzer, and you have das to steal it. You want to be kainerit, maybe you're not kainerit. So therefore, I need a second person to tell me by ganef also, that a ganef chotzer is kainerit for the ganef. Now, let it just say the ganef, no. Vi ashmin and ganef, it would have just said this chiddush by ganef, mishum de konse rachmona. Because a Torah maybe gave him a kanas. In other words, you're doing something wrong. So you want to be more strict upon you, we give you a kanas, that not only when you pick it up in your hands, but even if Joseph is in your chutz or in your rishus and you want it, that you kainer it. Avol get. Mashenke, when you give your wife a get, a maloy, maybe there it's not enough just to put it into a chutz or into a property. Maybe there you have to put it into a hand, mamish. It's tericha. That's why I need the chiddush and the Torah two places. That not only giving your wife a get in a hand is enough, but even in a chutz or in her kinyan is also good for her. That's the question, Achreinim ready. How does the chotzer work? Does it work with her as a kinyan? The pshat is that she's kinyan the get. The get could be two ways, either in a hand, a mamish, or else a kinyanim. Or else maybe no, even a chotzer is also considered like a yod arichter, it's also considered like in a hand. The worry is the question though, chatzero, how could you say if the husband puts it into a chotzer? True, it's her nechse melug, property that she owned from before she was married, so she still owns it. But still, the klal is mashakon seisha korna baila. The owner, the husband, has the kinyan payus of the property. Anything that comes in there, the husband's kainer it. So now that the husband puts the get in his wife's property, the hura, like it goes right back into the shus of the husband. So why is that called the venosim? Why is that called the giving? Are you not taking it out of your rishus? It's coming right back into your property again, into your rishus. So how is that called the good nesinas haget? So first of all, I want to say in summary, Ablaza, the kais of Allah, dinu dvar, mainly benechsecha. That the husband wrote to his wife, and we'll see what he's talking about, I do not want to have the rights to be kind of your property. In other words, your property is yours completely, I don't own the payers either. Therefore, when the husband puts it into her chatzah, she's the one that's kind of it completely. And this the Gemara asks, but v'chikos of lohochi mahevei, even if the husband now tells her now, like, so what? The Avimener is, after the Nisuyin, after the husband already had the right to use her property, now he says he doesn't want it. So Gemara, that's no good. For the Tanya we learned, Hoi melechaber, somebody says to his friend, a shuta for partner, dinu dvar mainly asodazu, I don't want to have any words about this property. As before you owned it, partnership, and now you want to say you don't want to have to do with it. Or else another lotion of ain liyesek bo, or else v'yodi misalekes enenu, my hand should be taken away from this, is layam aklum, that's not saying anything. Because since you already own it, you can't just resolve yourself from it. Either you be mafkarit, you give it away for a present, or else you have to be mafkarit. But these words are no good. See, also, how could the husband tell his wife, I don't want to have to do with your property. You already have the kinyan already. The rabbanan gave it to you already. So Gemara says, I'm the very Abiyanai, the case of law v'yodi arusa. We're talking about when the husband wrote this before he was zeicher in the property, when they only had eros and only kedushin before they made nisuyin. The law is, when does the husband have the right to use his wife's property? Only after the nisuyin. Here, before the nisuyin, after the erison, the husband says, I don't want to receive the right to use your property. And that he could do. Before he received it, he could say he doesn't want it. Provided it's only the rabbanon halacha. Okay, Rav Kana, like Rav Kana. The Yomer Rav Kana. Nach lo ha-bola liyod b'mokam achar. So Rashi says it means not a real Yerusha zavoysa min ha-Torah. Not a type of Yerusha that a son yashins his father. But other types of Yerushas, only with the rabbanon. In such cases, although masnoleh shloy yeshenu, a person can say he doesn't want it. If it's only with the rabbanon are going to give it to you now. You have a right to say you don't want it. Uke the rava, like rava. The yama rava said, "Hoimer." Somebody says, "Iyashiv v'tikonas chachom."